The mental health portfolio has seen its fair share of issues in recent years, both in Queensland and Australia-wide. As part of the Queensland Government's fourth term in office, Premier Peter Beattie has moved mental health strategy, policy and legislation out of Queensland Health and into the Department of Communities. Queensland Health will run mental health services it currently provides. While it may seem strange to take mental health out of the health department, community mental health organisations appear happy with the decision. Jeff Sheverton is the Executive Director of the Queensland Alliance, an organisation which represents non-government, not-for-profit mental health groups.
We're very positive about the shift from Queensland Health to the Department of Communities. Obviously, just shifting something from one department to another doesn't necessarily mean there will be good change. But for us, mental health was not getting the attention it needed in Queensland Health.
Mr. Sheverton says mental health has been seen as a medical issue for far too long.
The main reason why we're very happy about the shift away from Queensland Health is that this is the government clearly saying that mental health is not just a medical issue, and that mental health should not be seen just through the lens of illness and sickness.
He says he hopes the move to the communities department will provide greater opportunities for funding for the community sector.
The community-based side of mental health has been starved of funding under the administration of Queensland Health, and we believe that's because they have a medical approach.
Premier Peter Beattie says the Department of Communities will be able to provide services faster than Queensland Health.
They are going to get a better outcome. Instead of being submerged, community mental health, and drowning in a huge health department, they are going to have more clout where they are.
The Premier says Queensland Health was just too big.
Health is the biggest department by a country mile, and they were not getting the recognition they deserve. Communities is not a crowded department, it's an efficient one. It's large, but that's because communities are large and there's a lot of NGOs, but they will get more hearing and they will get better treatment in communities than they have been in health.
Jeff Sheverton says he'd like to see a minister or parliamentary secretary with specific responsibility for mental health. For now, he'll have to wait to see what the communities department will deliver.
Structural change doesn't mean necessarily that anything changes at all. So we're quite positive and supportive of the shift, but we're also, you know, waiting and watching to see what happens, because it may result in very little change. You know, it's possible that a reform agenda may not emerge.
Claire Atkinson reporting for CCN Online.